So let's look at the issue of dealing with paperwork in your 10-minute consultation. If the patient is seeking medications or certificates or referrals or forms or documents to be filled in, one possible way of dealing with it is I need an x-ray result before I can do these things. I need a hospital letter before I can do these things. I need this documentation to do this. Alternatively, if the patient's getting offside, you can't say no. So what's important then is to take the issue, I need this information before I can dispense. And should that information arrive, then I'll need the information or the opinion from this specialist. And if you really don't want to go any further, then I need the opinion of this pain clinic. Hopefully by the time they've been on the hospital public waiting list for a couple of years, they get the message that you can't help them. The next issue is about homework. Give the patient homework. It's not always you who has to run around and do things for them. You're being paid for your time. When they leave the room, your time is finished. So if they want something done, they need to get their own information and documents. So tell the patient, I need this paperwork, I need this report, I need this list of rules from the website, and you'll have to get them for me. If the patient's asking for things you may not have, sometimes you may face the issue of having to search for things. You don't search email for information, you don't search reports for information, and you don't search for results. Make a note if you've seen these things in the file and tell the patient to come back. Oh, we'll need to have a look for these things and then come back. So look, note, and then bring the patient back. If there's Google searching involved, it's the patient's job. It's not up to you to use your consultation time to be searching Google for information for patients. If the lady from Centrelink has asked for a letter for various things, say very simply, look, I need the letter from that lady of Centrelink that said to do all those things. So if you could bring that back to me, we can get right stuck into this. Now, let's look at the issue of Centrelink patients. Centrelink is Social Security in Australia. One of the most common things to do is just say, I need a whole appointment to complete this form. It gives you time to check stuff. Patients often play the rush card. They're pushing you, I need this done now, and I don't want to give you time to check properly. I just want you to fill it in, give me what I want so I can walk out of here. So you don't play that game. I need the whole appointment to do this form. And it gives you at least a little bit more time to think about things and possibly this appointment and next appointment, which is two appointments, to think about some of the issues involved and look at some of the documents. You don't have to sign patients off for an infinite period of time. You can sign off patients for 1 or 2 weeks. For example, if there are no documents and you do have some sympathy, you can say, look, come back in 1 or 2 weeks with these documents, or you can fill in the Centrelink form saying medical condition under investigation, can't work for 2 weeks. Don't sign a medical condition because then you testify that that patient has the medical condition. You can put possible medical condition under assessment, but careful what you sign off on. Once you've put a condition on paper, people can say, well, look, you've diagnosed that. When you sign a Centrelink certificate, you can use 1 week interval, 2 week interval, 4 week interval, 2 month interval. You don't have to do the 3 month interval that always seems to be suggested by the helpful Centrelink staff. My own personal suggestion is give them a month per certificate, not 3 months per certificate. It brings them back, it gives you time to do things. Because usually when they come back at 3 months, they come back with a 3 month certificate and they want a script and they want something else, and all of a sudden you're doing 3 or 4 different things, chunks of work, running over time, and people getting angry at you because running over time you're keeping them waiting. Bring them back every month, your consultations are shortened, you get paid more, and people get actually probably going to be kept waiting less because you're working more time. Patients who forget the identity of the hospital in which they've been ill are probably just fishing for a certificate. I often have people say, oh, I've been to hospital, but when you actually send a request for information to the hospital, you find the hospital say, oh, the patient's never actually been here. That becomes a very difficult situation when you suddenly realise that people who had a very convincing story are actually probably telling you porkies. Now, Centrelink has some odd rules, and sometimes they work to your favour. 3 certificates and you're out if the descriptions or diagnoses do not change. If you don't change the description or the conditions on the certificate, the patient's probably going to lose their Centrelink rights. If you don't have a lot of sympathy for them and think they're just fishing for an easy way out, you don't necessarily have to play the game, and you don't even have to do very much to basically get the certificate quashed. Simply put, fill in the certificate the same each time, and game over, red over.